Talks, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The U.S. struck three Iranian nuclear sites, joining Israel's air campaign. President Donald Trump says Iran's nuclear sites were completely and fully obliterated.
Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets.
The president also warned Tehran against carrying out retaliatory attacks against the U.S. Meanwhile, Israel has upped their alert level to critical in anticipation of Iran's follow-up attacks on their soil. The BBC's Joe Flotto is in Jerusalem and explains what that looks like.
The Israeli authorities have upped their level of public threat alert here. It's gone back to a critical alert, meaning that people can only carry out essential activities. So restaurants are now closed again. People can't gather in large groups, larger than eight people. And I guess everywhere in the Middle East, but in particular Israel, is now bracing for what may be a very swift retribution from Iran.
Nearly 150 million Americans were under a heat advisory, but it's not over. More than half the population faces potentially dangerous conditions from Denver to D.C., with likely record-breaking heat and humidity. CBS's Ali Bauman has more.
Extreme heat for tens of millions from the Midwest to the East Coast.
I hope my AC stays intact.
It's one of the most expansive heat alerts ever. Big cities like New York will bear the brunt.
This is not your run-of-the-mill hot summer week. This is so unusual for all of us.
Three people are dead after severe weather hit the rural community of Enderlin, North Dakota, late Friday night. Cass County Sheriff Jess Jahar spoke about the damage to the home where two of the victims were found.
The storm was still active when they responded, and it was very dangerous. And to come across the scene on people that they are familiar with is a difficult situation, especially when we have loss of life.
Parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin were also impacted by severe weather late Friday. Pro-Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil is now free after 104 days in ICE detention. He returned home Saturday afternoon to reunite with his wife and newborn son. CBS News New York, L. McLogan reports.
Mahmoud Khalil beamed as he pushed his baby stroller toward cheers from friends awaiting his arrival at Newark Airport.
Your words of support, your messages have kept me going.
Khalil's months-long detention at an ICE facility in Louisiana came.
Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Tired eyes. I'm up all night and I don't even.
Two great songs from Cat and the Hurricane. We start every hour with our double dip of local sounds, and we did it with Cat and that Hurricane. Why? Because they just cleaned up at the Mama Awards. Look, they took home five different categories. Catch up with the Mama's news by going to themamas.org. And that smart calculator that you have in that pocket of yours will take you there. The new car smells of the brand new Atwood Music Hall, who hosted this year's Mamas, is powered in this half hour by Turtle Island Dispensary. The Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies, and even those wonderful rose bath bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison, or ship right to your door at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Mr. Newsky is live at the UW campus here on 7-4. This is brand new music. You can't get anywhere else on any of those electronic sites. You have to go just to a special Bandcamp page. Learn more about that whole story by going to Terry Barr's interview with him on our podcast page. This is Bitter End of Beginning on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All in the glove box. Gasoline, Listerine, guillotine. I'm in between love. I'm just getting started on the bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. I'm just getting started on the bitter.
Thank you.
Newski and then Bing Bong in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. You can catch Bing Bong 7-4 at the Monona Community Fest or at the High Noon Saloon on 7-18. Both great shows, one indoors, one outdoors. I might go to both. Speaking of great live stuff, Eddie Berth is live at Atwood Avenue on 7-26 at the Chocolate Shoppy or on 7-16 in Sun Prairie. No pen, no paper, don't panic. Follow along Max Inc. Radio on the social media things, and just like that, we'll keep you in the loops of what's going on. Here is Smoke From Your Gun on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. But she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for beauty and youth and his blood. I'm so bad.
hold on these people while they're praying. They're pleading with a God to be saved. Now I don't know what it's like to march towards the light, but I'll bet you I'm sure to have faith.
This is hour number two, and we're moving right along. In fact, right along into our last break in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. We do it with Armchair Boogie, who is live on 627 at the Blue Ox Music Fest in Eau Claire, and then 629 in Fond du Lac. This is All My Friends on Max Inc. Radio.
There's a pile of rocks sitting at the corner of a field. I find myself on top of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's arrows of light shining down from the heavens. Shining so bright and so loud that I must have hit my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. Would I do that to myself? Why would I drink my night away? Oh yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence. Invite me over for dinner, invite my woman too. Give me a plate of baked beans, tater salad, far too much barbecue. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way. Real sneaky, with the right group of dudes in the right kind of mood, you can hop on that tiger's back. You can run away, or you can hide in fear. Oh, you can saddle up, you can head off stage, play one hell of a goddamn show. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends keep me from feeling down. That's why I'm proud to throw a little of their way.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Blood on the floor.
discovery is sometimes the worst part about this, because you know it'll always stay. Heart pounds a little harder, blood moves a little faster, and there's this feeling in your gut. Thoughts that keep on running, but stuck in a rut. Run, 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 your feet, they run forever. Run, 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 you gotta pick up the pace. Run, 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 I can't keep it going forever. Run, 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 I'm not gonna win this race.
Sync Radio. Radio for the people.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Local Sounds on Mags Inc. Radio, the Geology Club, and then VO5, who I'm going to see next at Atwood Fest in July. Check out the amazing lineup at atwoodfest.com. All these local artists who are crammed into 2 hours thanks to this local sponsor, Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship. Good Neighbor Fencing is in Madison and provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, aluminum fencing, they have it all. Find them at Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. They do it all at 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. Fat Function now on Max Inc. Radio, who's also getting to be at Atwood Fest. See what we did there? Two in a row. We'll be right back. That was Sweatbox and Fat Function on Max Inc. Radio, another Atwood Fest feature artist. And I was thinking, why don't we do two in a row? Both on Saturday, 7/16. Next, we have Mama Dig Down's Brass Band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
In my eyes, you're like a perfect flower with the poisonous down of barbed wire. You're wrapped around my reason. I'm paralyzed, but gratified. In my mind, I tried to justify the lack of my defense, but over time I disconnect my feelings until everything inside is as cold as ice. It's almost like falling in love, but I calm my conscience down. Too much is never enough. Crazy as you are, we've been together. It's one of those things you could call compatibility. Stop in the dark distortions of obsession.
Was Avengers Assembled on Max Inc. Radio, the After Hours show. We're going to leave you this week with M. Shays. They did an amazing job at the Mama Awards last week. This is In the Middle of Now on Max Inc. Radio. See you next week, everybody, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time. feel time marching by. Just close your eyes till you know it's over, and trust me, we're getting somewhere. I'm checking you in till you get sober and pick back up on your promises.
Together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. The U.S. military struck three sites in Iran, inserting itself into Israel's war aimed at destroying the country's nuclear program. President Donald Trump said Iran's key nuclear sites were completely and fully obliterated in what he called a spectacular military success.
The U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan.
Initially, President Trump had announced via his social media platform that the U.S. had attacked Iran, saying warplanes dropped a full payload of bombs on the Fordo nuclear site. CBS News Middle East reporter Courtney Keeley was following.
It really is a wait and see to see how Iran retaliates for the strike on their nuclear plants and what retaliation that is.